Act 4, Scene 1.
The men didn't follow us into the house. That shows that they are ashamed of their behaviour.
I hope you're right, but they don't look very repentant. They're eating cake.
They're not paying us any attention at all. Perhaps you should cough.
I haven't got a cough. Oh, look, they're getting up. They're coming this way. What should we do?
We must preserve a dignified silence.
Absolutely. It's the only thing to do.
This dignified silence seems to produce a most unpleasant effect, but we will not be the first to speak.
Certainly not.
Mr. Worthing, I've got something very important to ask you. A lot depends on your reply.
I've also got an important question. Mr. Moncrief, why did you pretend to be my uncle's brother?
To give me an opportunity of meeting you.
That certainly seems a satisfactory answer, doesn't it?
Yes, dear, if he's sincere.
But isn't the style of his answer truly beautiful?
Indeed, style and beauty are everything. And you, Mr. Worthing, what beautiful answers have you got for me? Why did you pretend to have a brother? Was it to give you an excuse for coming to town to see me as often as possible?
Can you doubt it, Miss Fairfax?
If I have any doubts, I'll destroy them. This is not the time for scepticism. Their explanations appear to be satisfactory, especially Mr. Worthing's. It seems to have the stamp of truth on it.
Yes, and I am more than satisfied with Mr. Moncrief's reply. His voice has credibility.
Then, do you think we should forgive them?
Yes, I do. But who should be the one to tell them? It's not a pleasant task.
Let's do it together. I nearly always speak at the same time as other people. Do you agree?
Certainly.
Your first names are still an enormous obstacle.
Our first names? Is that all? That's not a problem. We're both going to be christened this afternoon.
And you're prepared to do this terrible thing for me?
Yes, dear Gwendolyn. I am.
And you're prepared to make this great sacrifice just to please me?
Yes, dear Cecily, I am.
Darling!
Darling!
Ahem! Ahem! Lady Bracknell is here.
Good heavens!
Gwendolyn! What does this mean?
Mama, I'm engaged to be married to Mr. Worthing.
Nonsense! Come here and sit down immediately. I detest hesitation. It's a sign of mental deterioration in the young. I was informed of my daughter's flight by her faithful maid, whose confidence I bought with a small coin. I then followed her by train. Her father, I'm happy to say, believes she's attending a lecture, and I won't disillusion him. Mr. Worthing, from this moment, all communication between you and my daughter will end.
That's impossible. I'm engaged to be married to Gwendolyn, Lady Bracknell.
You certainly are not. Now, with regard to Algernon. Algernon!
Yes, Aunt Augusta?
Is this the home of your friend Bunbury?
No. He doesn't live here. Actually, he doesn't live anywhere now. He's dead.
And about time, too. It took him long enough. And who, may I ask, is this young person whose hand you're holding in a most unnecessary manner?
That young lady is Miss Cecily Cardew, my ward.
I'm engaged to be married to Cecily, Aunt Augusta.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Moncrief and I are engaged to be married.
I don't know if there's something peculiar about the air in this part of Hertfordshire. But the number of engagements is considerably above the normal statistics in society. Mr. Worthing, until yesterday I had no idea there were people whose origins were in a train station. Is Miss Cardew connected with any of the London train stations?
Miss Cardew is the granddaughter of the late Mr. Thomas Cardew of Belgrave Square in London, Gervase Park in Surrey, and the Sporran in Fifeshire.
Three addresses which inspire confidence. But what proof is there that they are authentic?
I can show you Mr. Cardew's will if you wish. or you can speak with our family lawyers, Markby, Markby and Markby.
A very respectable company. So far, I am satisfied.
You'll be happy to hear that I've also got in my possession certificates of Miss Cardew's birth, baptism, vaccinations and church confirmation.
A very busy life for one so young. Just one more thing, Mr. Worthing. I must ask you if Miss Cardew has got any fortune.
Oh, only about £130,000. Goodbye, Lady Bracknell. So pleased to have seen you.